If they didn't label headphones, I would never have them on the right ear.
Well, you would have one of them on your right ear. You know what I mean? It might be the right one on the right ear, but, you know, it'll be one on the right ear, if you know what I mean.
I get it.
Perfect. Yeah, so welcome, everybody, to Bad Bandmates. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be talking about the Backstreet Boys, right?
No,
it's
don't
NSYNC.
Offend it. It's NSYNC,
right? NSYNC. The only way that I know the difference, because I actually do know the difference between Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, is that
Backstreet Boys are better.
I will agree with you there, but the way you remember it is that Justin Timberlake is in sync.
Justin Timberlake is in sync.
Right.
It actually
and he's
works
the
both
only
ways.
Talented one in it.
Yeah,
dude,
he is in sync, but he is also in sync.
In sync, yes, nice. Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, you're going to tell me that you listened to No Strings Attached or whatever that album was, and, like, you were like, I don't know any of these other people, but Justin Timberlake, I know him.
Every time I think well, obviously everybody knows Lance Bass.
And Joey Fat One. Joey Fat One?
Fatone?
Yeah, Fat One.
Okay. I guess it is, yeah. Well, I guess, never mind. I think I know everybody's name. J.C. Chazet?
Who's the guy on the album in the middle?
J.C., isn't
okay.
it?
That, Jesus Christ, yeah. J.C.
Is it JC? I feel like I should know the fucking names.
See, here's the thing, is that I looked at the album cover and I only saw Justin Timberlake. I was just
who's
like...
The, with his fucking bleach blonde...
Yeah, and his just big fucking smile.
Who's the guy with the noodles on his head? He's like
right.
the rebel of the group.
And you gave a very like provocative swing to your head when you said it, too. He's like the rebel, isn't he?
He's the guy that has a motorcycle, leather jacket.
Right.
Probably goes to bars.
Whew, are you kidding me? That's crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically,
he probably did like a lot of... He's probably like the cokehead of the group, and I'm just making
yeah.
it sound like a kid's movie.
Oh, yeah, dude. I think all of them are doing at least a little bit of cocaine.
Everybody's doing cocaine all the time.
Everyone. So we're talking, Jesus, we go back, we go back to the
digress
topic at hand.
Fuck.
Yes. Which is, the Christmas album from NSYNC. This is an album. That's
whose
for
idea
sure.
was this?
I think it was both of our... it was at the end of last episode you mentioned that there was an NSYNC Christmas album, and I was like, you know?
Yeah, so you got excited, and I got enthused because you've never listened to it. And
right.
know, I gotta tell you, man, I haven't put this on in a while, except
yeah.
for Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And
which is the best song on the album.
Let me tell you, this album fucking sucks.
Oh, it does.
It does not hold up like what I thought it did. Like when I was 9,
no.
I thought this album was banging.
This album sucked so much ass, dude.
So bad.
It was just a lineup of ass. And they were sucking all
like, everything sounds like a song musically that couldn't quite make it into Free Willy. So then they just put Christmas lyrics on it.
Dude, every song on this album just sounds like a Christian contemporary song from the 1990s, is what it sounds like. Like, it, the fucking cheesy piano that they use all the time, it's like kind of like, it's almost has like a little bit of like a vibraphone-y effect to it, but it's like just, it's like an electronic piano is the that's what it is. And they use it so much. And the amount of times, I feel like maybe I'm lying to myself, but I feel like every song started with just like chimes, you know? like that little like, you know, that kind of that. Every song, dude, was just chimes. And I, so this, and the other thing that bothered me is there was, the pacing of it was so bad. Like yeah, it, really it is, bad. It is slow song after slow song after slow. Like, I think maybe there's like one semi upbeat song, and that's the track that we kind of talked about.
The earlier. Banger of the album,
the banger of the group, which was, we came to know as the, who was the guy? CJ, JC,
JC Chazay,
Lance Bass. Joey Fat One.
And Noodle Head Guy.
Yeah. Well, they all had noodles on their head, I think, at some point. The so many key modulations, too, by the way. There, every song, there was a point about three quarters of the way through where they upped that fucking key, dude. Just it went from... like they just kept just going
walking
up
the steps, just walking right up the steps.
They were walking up so many steps on this album. I was looking into this, and granted I was going off Wikipedia, but you know what, Wikipedia, your teachers are wrong, you can use it as a source, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. It's basically definitely an encyclopedia.
Yeah, you didn't have to say it like that, but yes.
That's how Ted says it in How I Met Your Mother. Encyclopedia.
I
Oh!
Yeah. That, I was going to say, I did watch that show back in high school or something like that, but, like, I don't know. I was with, like, my high school girlfriend, so were we watching? No. Anyways... cut that. the amount of just like, I don't know what to call them, but, you know what I mean? Like the pop singers that sing the national anthem at like baseball games that go like the, oh, like they do that really like fucking whammy on their voice, whatever. What is that called?
Is it vibrato? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, but like they
kind of... Do you know why singers do that?
Why?
Here's a fun fact. I don't know if this is accurate or not.
It's
but
not.
But this is what I heard or I read once. Rumor has it in Josh Land and wherever I read this, probably on Wikipedia, people use vibrato because as you hold a note longer, it's you know, it's hard to hold a note for a long time. So they use vibrato to kind of move the note up and down so that way they don't completely fall out of pitch, because when you do that, it allows you to waver off of pitch a little bit. But it's purposeful, so then they can hold a note longer. Now, is that accurate? I don't have a fucking clue. If it's not, I don't care.
Yeah. I don't care.
But yes, there's a ton of that.
Just
they all sound like somebody that sang the national anthem at a high school fucking game.
I think if we looked back into their high school careers, I feel like we would find definitely all of them did that. Yes.
And that's not necessarily an insult either. No. They're all very talented, but it's that certain brand of...
It's annoying.
This album's just not good. It has nothing to do with their talents.
you know what's crazy to me is that, okay, so this is what I was going to say about Wikipedia is I was just kind of looking through and all that stuff. This is their second studio album ever. So they put out one album, which I think had like quite a few, you know, probably quite a few hits or whatever. And then they put out a Christmas album, dude.
Power move.
Yeah, power to bring you straight to the bottom of the charts. Because every review on this shit, dude, look up some reviews of this shit. Like, it's like, this is the worst shit that's been ever put out. And it's a Christmas album. See, like, you have to mess up bad to do a bad Christmas album. You know what I mean? You're rehashing songs that have been around for years, and then you just kind of sing or play it or whatever. But like, nothing interesting happened in this album.
No, and I feel like they had a good setup. Like, R&B it up a little bit or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I noticed on this fucking album too?
What's
maybe
that?
This is just me, but like percussion wise.
Yeah.
It's mostly samples, right?
Yep.
That's fine. But I noticed that the cymbals on this whole fucking thing, they're either like off of a Yamaha fucking keyboard, or they only had a first act cymbal set in the studio and they're using child cymbals. They sound like shit.
So bad. Yes, I wrote that down. Bad. I wrote that down about the drums. Just there was something off, you know, and yeah, just it kind of sounded cheap, you know, just very cheap. I think there was like maybe one or two that I heard and I was like, oh, this isn't that bad. It felt like it was more of a live drum set. So I don't know if it was. And I didn't even want to write down the track name, you know. I'm not going to go back to it. Like, I just noticed, like, oh, hey, that drum sounded a little bit better than all the other billion songs on this album. So, yeah, the drums, just terrible.
Dude. Okay, so dude, Nate, and then also everybody listening.
Yeah.
The track 6, I guess it's Christmas time.
Dude, did you write down what I wrote down? Go ahead.
I don't know. Is it about the kick drum?
No, I didn't write it about the kick drum.
So I wrote something about the kick drum. And if you listen to that song, track 6, I guess it's Christmas time, just listen to the kick drum. It's so bad. It sounds like somebody went up to a microphone and went, bleh. And like, that's the sound that they use for the kick drum. It's so fucking shit. It's so bad. They have better sounds in fucking like Fruity Loops, and it's free.
Yeah, that's all I use.
It's the worst sounding kick drum. Like, it would have been better if they used a Yamaha. I just don't understand why. Like, I know I was 8 or 9.
Right.
But, like, I kind of thought this album fucking rocked.
It does not. It certainly does not.
What did you have on I Guess It's Christmas Time?
Well, I was like, what the fuck is that song name, dude? Like, just title your album, I Guess We Made a Christmas Album, because it's the same fucking thing.
Oh, dude, all of the names are terrible. There's a song on this album just called It's Christmas. That's it.
I know.
It's a fucking Christmas album. No, I didn't think it was fucking Easter.
It's Christmas. I guess it's Christmas. I wish it were Christmas.
Wait. The Love on Christmas.
Dude.
And then All I Want Is You This Christmas.
In parentheses? Oh my God. I never knew the meaning of Christmas was another song. And just I don't think any of them had. Well, maybe they didn't even write any of these songs, to be honest. I doubt that they did.
I doubt it.
But I was going to say, this album just can't make up its mind if it's a Christmas album, a love album, or like a Love for Christmas album. Like, it's like, it all it talks about is like Christmas is cool, and then like I'm with a woman, you know. And the chorus of I Never Knew the Meaning of Christmas goes, I never knew the meaning of Christmas until I looked into your eyes. And like, that took me just down a weird rabbit hole of like, I like, what is this? Like, because my mind immediately went to like the traditional Christian holiday Christmas. And I'm like, you look into this person's eyes and then you just see like Jesus being born in a manger. Like, I don't know. I just like, that's where my mind was going, dude. And you're like, oh, Jesus is alive, dude. And like, that was where my mind went, dude. All I want is you this Christmas. There's like this shy saxophone that kind of comes up every so often, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love everything you wrote for this so far.
Oh, man. It just, I was like expecting this big solo because it kind of came in the door, like, you know, kicked it down. But then it just kind of like faded away. And then every now and then you'd hear like a little saxophone line. Like, and it would just, I'd be like, oh, there he is, you know? It just.
Shy saxophone.
Yeah, dude. It was like, you know, he came out on stage, but then, and like, then he saw the crowd and got like scared, you know?
There probably wasn't a crowd when they were touring this album.
Dude, imagine touring a Christmas album, dude.
Like, I think Mariah Carey does that.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Well, she doesn't really tour. She just kind of comes out of a manhole in New York.
Yeah, exactly. I think, wow. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. The fucking keyboard on In Love on Christmas. Do you go to that song and just, there's this weird fucking like bow 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 keyboard in there.
It's like a shit. I guess I don't know the, like, Jackson 5 was really, really into using these. I want to use like proper terms, but I'm going to call it how I see it. They're like fart keyboards. The sounds are very farty. It's just wow.
Blah, right. Blah. That's perfect.
I don't understand the point of them. I think it's like borderline. It's like a keyboard's version of funk.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, but yeah, no, I hate that on it. They have it on another track too, but it's like way hidden in the background. Is it The Only Gift? No. Oh, no, fuck. I think it's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. They have it on, like, the chorus, and it's just, like, super tucked in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use that. They use it on their, like, regular albums, too. I don't understand it, and I don't like it.
Perfect. And then the Oh Holy Night, I think that was just a cappella, if I'm not mistaken. That was kind of cool, you know? That was a display of their talent, you know?
I actually, so I have two, you know, other than Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, which maybe we'll talk about more. Other than that song, I have two positives on this album. The first, Noel, which I don't like that song, and Oh Holy Night, which I don't like that song. But their harmonies on both of those songs, especially on Oh Holy Night because it's a cappella, they're tight.
Yeah.
They're really smooth. Smooth as butter.
Yes.
Exactly. Pretty damn good.
Oh, man. Smooth as butter. I thought I saw something where someone said, like, looking back on this album, it actually showed everyone else's, it gave the opportunity for everyone else to shine versus just Justin Timberlake on every other album.
Did it?
I don't know. I think it's he still stood out only, yeah, you know?
Absolutely he did. Even when he's not trying to stand out, he's standing out. Like, if he's singing harmonies and somebody has a lead, I still only hear Justin fucking Timberlake.
Yeah, dude. Dude, his voice is so good.
It is.
I just...
And it's unique.
It is. I don't know. I'm just thinking about it now.
I forgot you were a Justin fan. I love that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, there's definitely a couple tracks, you know, that heavy rotation still to this day. But yeah, I think he's good.
I'm really sad about this because I was kind of stoked to listen to it again, and it was a fucking struggle. And the songs are long. They're all over 4 minutes.
This album is like just under an hour. Like, it's long fucking as shit, long.
And nothing happened.
No, you. I think at one point I wrote down, I'm just listening to the same song over and over. They're all like the same slow tempo, and just they all start with chimes. Like I said, they all have bad drum sounds. But yeah, the Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I just love the opening where it's just you know, this nice upbeat. Yes, the voice.
Happy holidays.
Just vocals coming in and with those cheapy drum sounds. You know,
so fucking so bad. I love it when I don't even know who it is, but one of the guys goes, "Ooh yeah." I love that part. You did it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was just like remembering. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. But yeah, I mean, look, this, you know, if you open this on Christmas and you're in the, you know, I think this was 98.
Yeah.
I think so. Something like that.
Yep.
You got this on Christmas in 98 and you're like 5-6 years old or whatever, you know, 8-9, you know. You're going to be like, God bless. I got NSYNC for Christmas, you know.
That's exactly and, what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But if you listen to this as like a 30-year-old, or however old we are, you notice that really only one song on this album seems like they took any time at all to create. Everything else was just kind of thrown together on a fucking $20 Casio,
right?
And like a portable like USB record. It just is. Everything else sucks. Basically, what I'm saying is, like, if you didn't listen to this album yet, just listen to track 4. Call it a day.
Yeah. God. I just can't believe these things existed, you know? The fact that there's an NSYNC Christmas album, at number one, it makes sense, right? But the fact that this is, like, their second album ever as NSYNC, and it got such lukewarm reception, but then they kind of stood the test of time. Not stood the test of time, but they became popular in that era. I don't know if I could say NSYNC or boy bands in general stood the test of time. There's nostalgia, I guess, but maybe that's something to debate. Anyways, the fuck am I saying? Basically, you know, you're a kid, you get this CD, God bless you, you know? And that's it. That's about it, you know?
Yeah, I think that covers it, yeah. That was what I wrote down, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is that, you know, Joey's last name is pronounced Fat One, and that's it. You know,
I never noticed that it was... I say never noticed like I'm fucking looking him up often. I'm not, but I never realized
every Tuesday
that it's spelt that way.
fat one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's Fatone, but like...
Why? No, I understand that.
Well, yeah, but like, just fat one, you know?
I would probably just drop the E.
Yeah. Futon.
Footin.
Footin.
People would have called him Futon. Anyway, you know, that's... I don't have anything else to say on this album.
No, short but sweet on this one. We thought we
the
were
the album
only...
isn't.
Yeah, no, the album is three times this long. But yeah, if you did listen to it, I mean, I'm sorry that we did this as a subject to force you through that. But if you didn't listen to it, don't, like Josh said.
How many times during this episode have we told people like not to listen to this album?
So many. That's what you were laughing about, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean,
come on. Like, it's not good.
It's really not good. But I stand by Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And like this year, you know, hopefully I can see my parents on Christmas. I'm planning to. We're all safe. We're all vaccinated and boosted. They do as much as I do, which isn't anything.
Beautiful.
And I can all but guarantee you that I'm going to wake up Christmas morning and my dad is going to be playing the NSYNC Christmas album.
I love that.
He does that. He bought it. He was really excited to show me that he bought it on CD. Like 4 years ago.
Oh,
it was
boy.
Fucking recent. He figured out how to use Amazon.
Oh.
Anyway, that was the NSYNC Home for Christmas album.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No. But we made it, you know?
We made it through to the other side.
Yeah. Break on through to the other side. Okay. Thanks. Bye.